Chapter 7. The Schoolmaster's Bride. "Who was the first bride who came to this house, Captain Jim?" Anne asked, as they sat around the fireplace after supper. "Was she a part of the story I've heard was connected with this house?" asked Gilbert. "Somebody told me you could tell it, Captain Jim."
"Well, yes, I know it. I reckon I'm the only person living in Four Winds now that can remember the schoolmaster's bride, as she was when she came to the island. She's been dead this 30 year, but she was one of them women you never forget."
"Tell us the story," pleaded Anne. "I want to find out all about the women who have lived in this house before me."
"Well, there's just been 3, Elizabeth Russell and Mrs. Ned Russell and the schoolmaster's bride. Elizabeth Russell was a nice, clever little critter, and Mrs. Ned was a nice woman, too, but they weren't ever like the schoolmaster's bride. The schoolmaster's name was John Selwyn. He came out from the old country to teach school at the Glen when I was a boy of 16. He wasn't much like the usual run of derelicts who used to come out to PEI to teach school in them days. Most of them were clever, drunken critters who taught the children the 3 R's when they were sober and lambasted them when they wasn't. But John Selwyn was a fine, handsome young fellow. He boarded at my father's, and he and me were cronies, though he was 10 years older than me. We read and walked and talked a heap together. He knew about all the poetry that was ever written, I reckon, and he used to quote it to me along shore in the evenings. Dad thought it an awful waste of time, but he sort of endured it, hoping it'd put me off the notion of going to sea. Well, nothing could do that."